are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. There's nothing like a set of free tools to show what's under the hood at eBay. And Jack Beckers, the owner of WatchCount.com, where counting watchers is just the beginning, and he's known on eBay as WatchCount. Jake, WatchCount is named for its most watched tool at WatchCount.com. How does it work?
It's pretty simple. Right there on our homepage at WatchCount.com, there's a little search form where you can type in a word or select a category, and it'll show you the top watched items based on your search parameters.
Okay, I'm going there right now. Okay, here we go. WatchCount.com. Okay.
WatchCount.com.
So what shall we put in? Keywords. Mug.
Mug. And then you click on the Show Me What's Popular button, and you will see right at this moment what mugs, or what items that have mug in the title, to be more specific.
Prescription mug, pill bottle, coffee cup. Oh, that's
funny. Isn't that clever?
That is very
clever. I love the camera lens, because I think that's clever, too.
I've never seen that before.
Camera lens cup. How neat.
Isn't that?
See, that's to give the photography aficionado.
That would actually
That'd be
work,
great.
Yeah.
Your druggy friends would love the mug, pill, bottle, coffee cup.
Well, you calling my friends druggy?
Well, you never know.
They are, by the way.
Well, we all know a few. Camera lens, coffee, tea. Well, this is cool.
I think if I'm going to go put the word vintage, because you know that's a word that a lot of sellers use, and see what's coming up for vintage
Just
mugs.
Just the word, vintage mugs.
Here's a donut mug, vintage coffee cup holder, chocolate cup, dish drinking tea, ceramic. Wow, that's got enough keywords in it to last it for a lifetime. There's a lot of stuff.
Let me give
here.
You a quick tip, if you don't mind. Don't forget the there's an acronym, VTG, I think it is, used a lot on eBay for vintage.
That's true, yes, VTG.
Let's try VTG mugs and see what
Vitka.
Happens. Vitka. Oh, Art Deco Nude Mermaid Handle. What?
Wow.
Well, this show went south really quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's a stainless steel coffee mug. Not provocative at all. Oh, here's an Old Spice shaving mug with unused soap inside. Well, how do they know it's unused?
They don't.
Here's an Elvira coffee mug. And all these things could be stuffed right inside Scotty. Okay. Bride of Frankenstein coffee mug. This is cool. And this is all based not on price, but on watchers. Exactly. I believe in beer, tin sign, alcohol bar, cold mug, vintage metal wall, decor, garage, 1686, has 155 watchers. What? I'm going there. Oh, geez, look at that. I think this is it. Oh, and there's 189 of these have been sold. So I guess if you really wanted to go into business, this is one thing you could sell on the eBay. So, does WatchCount offer a way to unlock the secret of an accepted best offer price? Because that's a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Oh, yeah. We do have that, and sort of a little side feature. All you got to do is, if there's an item on eBay that you're curious about, it's a completed item sold via best offer, and you're like, I want to know what it actually sold for, you can just take either the eBay item number or just the entire eBay URL of that item and just drop it into our keywords box on the homepage. Click the button, and it'll show you.
That's naughty.
Yeah, you know. It's available, you know, that particular piece of information. Sometimes it actually does show on eBay itself. And so we're able to, you know, obtain that via the API and display it too. So, there you go.
That way you can know exactly what it's sold for. Because we don't reveal that on the site most of the times. Why?
Yeah.
Who knows? I heard the logic. And when I have to be honest with you, Lee and Jake, when I heard the logic, I blanched.
Uh-oh.
So I won't, and we'll just leave it at that.
Uh-oh.
Great. Well, you know, on eBay, if you're looking at one of those items and you click on the print preview button, as if you're going to print it out, it'll actually show you the price right there, too.
So there's
right there on eBay.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay, so I put in little, I put in Christian Dior earrings.
You're not gonna give up on those, are you?
I sold them.
Oh, okay, good for you.
I sold them right away. It had three, the set that had the three earrings to it?
Yes.
Yeah, I sold them for 80-something bucks.
How does a set have three earrings?
I lost one of the earrings when I was in Egypt.
Oh, right.
And when I got back to the, and I told the story in one sentence on the listing. When I got back to the United States, I ordered another pair of the earrings because they're the exact match to the necklace. And so I ended up with three earrings.
I thought it's one for each ear and one for your nose.
So I sold them as a reply. I said, you know, if you lose one of the rhinestones and one of the earrings, you can take them from the third.
That's smart.
Yeah, so I sold it for, I think it was $89.
Don't you have any questions you want to ask Jake,
our guest? It was kind of cool. I do. Listen, Jake, what about the wild card searches? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when you do a search on our homepage for most watched items, you can still use the wild card, the little asterisk that can replace several characters. So
no way!
That already. Yeah, give it a try.
I'm going to try it right now.
If you do it where?
In the little box.
Let's say you wanted, go ahead.
In your little box there, right?
Yeah.
In the keywords box. Okay. An example I like to give, let's say you're a coin collector and you want to search for either the word penny or pennies.
You would just
type P-E-N-N and then an asterisk. And that asterisk would replace all the characters after that. So it kind of would fill in the blank for you. And you don't have to do multiple searches.
And it works. I just did it on photo asterisk and I'm getting anything that has photo as part of the first part of the word, like photography or photographs, or those are the big ones. Photos.
Yeah, if you're really into that, you may see a little note there that kind of shows you how you could see more search results on eBay, and we have a link to a specialized tool. It's kind of an experimental tool, but it's been working for
Full Classic Wildcard handled searches the way it used to work directly on eBay by clicking here.
In the old...
Yeah, some people might. Yeah, in the old way.
Well, that's cool.
Thank you.
And when I heard the logic for that one, I blanched as well. I do a lot of blanching at eBay.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking vegetables.
Or Blanche Dubois.
Well, I've always depended upon the kindness of strangers. But it's, I pale. I swoon. I faint sometimes.
Oh, my.
So what about misspelled items?
Oh, I love misspelled items.
Oh, yeah, that's another little hidden trick in the big, great world of eBay. We have a tool, a misspelled search tool, and to get to that, you would go on the menu bar up top. There's the search menu, and then kind of midway down, there's misspelled eBay items there. And that allows you to search. You type in a word, and it actually takes you to eBay, and it shows you all kinds of misspellings of that word that, you know, would be in an item title. And the theory is that every now and then, sellers will misspell an item that they put up, and most buyers won't find that item because they don't know it's misspelled. So this tool helps you find items that are kind of hidden and might be a good deal.
We're speaking with Jake Becker, the owner of WatchCount.com, where counting watchers is just the beginning.
I'm going to type in Barbie for misspelled items. Doesn't look like anything comes up. So let me try. What's a typical misspelled word, Lee, that you can think of?
Diamond. Yeah. Once you click on the button there, you do have to click on a little link that says actually
find misspellings.
Right. Yeah, may not so, be obvious.
Diamond, Dimond, Dimond. Wow, people really don't know how to spell Dimond without the D. A Dimond without the D. Oh, there's lots of Dimond. It's like anagrams. This is funny. Oh, I like this. This is a great way to spend an afternoon.
So you're an eBay-compatible application. What does that mean exactly?
Well,
what that means is we actually have built our tools that connect in with eBay's developer platform. The eBay API is another way to put it. And we've been approved by eBay, so you know we're able to work with the eBay API in a formal, compatible way.
So can WatchCount help me find, like, things that are top-rated searched keywords, because we used to have that. We don't anymore. So I want to find stuff that are the most searched.
Oh, sure, keywords. Sure. Yeah, and that's something that I think eBay sellers could make immediate use of. So let's see. To get to that in the search menu, it would be top eBay searches. You may see it in the bottom left corner of some of our screens.
Top
but, search menu, top eBay searches. And from there, you can select a category, or you can type in a keyword phrase, and it will show you the top search phrases used by eBayers in that category.
So in antiques, the top are AAFA. What does that mean? That's curious.
Russian lamp. Yeah.
Art Nouveau. Stickley, antique clock, quilt, Japanese sword, buttons, antique furniture. Well, that's interesting. It gives me a little window onto what people are looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And you can, down below, you can sort of drill down to some of the subcategories and you know, kind of focus your search on specific subcategories that you're interested in.
Well, we used to have this called the Pulse, but of course, it was such a great tool. Everyone loved it.
Another Blanche.
So we discontinued it. And of course, I blanched as I normally do. What I normally do is I pull out my Japanese fan and I go, ooh, and I fan myself until I look for a fainting couch and then I pass out. I can't
believe.
You guys are
full of funny stories, I must say.
Well, it's the logic behind what we do here at eBay sometimes. Most of the times I go, yeah, it makes sense. But occasionally I'll hear one. It's such a whopper. I have to think, really? And I faint. I just faint dead away. Like one of those fainting goats.
Well, anyway. Listen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jake. This is
Jay,
cool.
This is a cool tool. Thank you.
Watchcount.com. Check it out. This segment was sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, we talk eBay in person. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When processing labels and tracking numbers, it's best to keep your system as simple and straightforward as possible. Consider an integrated shipping program, one that takes full advantage of all the features eBay and the USPS have developed together. It will save both time and money. You'll keep your customers quickly informed of their tracking numbers and delivery times. It'll keep you out of the weeds when managing the pesky details of these transactions. And remember, with an integrated program, you get the full benefit of eBay's USPS discounts. Plus, you'll have an orderly record of all your shipments and deliveries, with customized shipping labels to boot. Automation, the 21st century, right in your own business space. What a concept!
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.